Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We are on Daf Pei Amud Beis. We're going to go back second line from the bottom. But before we go back to the second line from the bottom, this is the review from the two dots. The two dots said that Nitma Tumas Hatahom, the Tzitz is Maratzeh. What does that mean? What does Tumas Hatahom mean? It means there's a Tuma that might have existed that I didn't know about. It might have been some deep, deep Tumah. I didn't know about it. And says the Mishnah, don't worry about that. The Tzitz is Maratzeh that. So if there's Tumah that you didn't know about, deep in some underground something, not a cemetery, that's Tumah you do. You know there's dead bodies in the cemetery. That's what a cemetery is. Some random place, and then someone told you maybe there was a dead body there, there was a 300 years ago, I heard a story. I don't know. That's called Tumas at the home. And if you went there, and you maybe your tummy from Tumas at the home, don't worry about it, Tzitzis Maratzeh. Don't worry about it. Asks the Gemara, so the Gemara asked, that the, does it go on the Kohen also, or only the Baal? The Gemara asked. Right, the Baal, the owner of the carbon, had this Tumas at the home. What about the Kohen? That was the Gemara asked yesterday. So Rava brought a brisa that Rav Chiya said, Lo Amru, and the reason I'm reading this, so it's going to come back today, Lo Amru Tumas HaTahom Ela Lames Bilvad. There's only Tumas HaTahom for a mace. What does that mean? What not? So first we thought, maybe it comes to exclude a sheretz. Now you stuck your hand in some crevice somewhere, some dead sheretz been sitting there for 100 years. You didn't know about that. There's no way you could have known. And maybe it's in Tumas Sheretz. That's what it means. When it says only maize and not Tumas Sheretz. So the Gemara says, and that can't be right, because if it's talking about the Baal, then there's already a limud that by a Nazir, the only Tumah we care about is Tumas Maize. We don't care about Tumas Sheretz. So, right, we don't care about that. So that doesn't ruin your Naziris. And Naziris and Karban Pesach here go together. A Sheretz doesn't ruin your Naziris. So that can't be the case. Right? So maybe it's talking about the Kohen. That the Kohen, only the Mace, only the Tumas at the home, only goes on the Baal and not the Kohen. Says the Gemara, now that answer is not resolved. When it says only mace, it excludes Tumas HaTahom of a Zav. Tumas HaTahom of a Ziva, of a Zav. What does that mean? That means, it's a very, very hard concept. What it means is, when a guy is a Zav, he has to go through the Tyra process. Now, what does that mean? It means he has a flow. Right, he has some kind of Zava flow, a male. We're not sure what that is today, whatever it is. And if you have the flow 2-3 days in a row, you have to come Tame for 7 days, and you have to be in Karbanos. The guy's standing on the 7th day, and it happens to be Erev Pesach. And he says, thank God I'm finished with the Zava for the whole 7 days I was Tame. Thank God I'm finished with it. And he goes to the mikvah, and what's he doing? He's waiting for nightfall. After he goes to the mikvah, and after he brings the Karban Pesach, someone brings it on his behalf, he's going to go up to the Seder like a regular Jew, like everyone else. Boom. He has another Re'iyah. And it upturns all the 7 days. He's got to start 7 days over again. The Gemara calls that Tumas at the home because it was unforeseen. No one thought that was going to happen. That's what the Gemara calls it, Tumas at the home. Okay? That's what it means. Only mace that sits will be Maratza. The Tzitz won't be Maratza that. The Tzitz won't save that. Well, we don't know. Now we're going to go through Tumas at the home of a Zav. Right? So now the Gemara starts off. For Tumas at the home, the Ziva, Lo Maratza?
Why don't you just use the same, I mean, again, it's words, but the same terminology, it's just something you didn't know, not something you didn't foresee. Was there going to be anything to be the same thing?
It's the same thing, we're just saying different words. What?
Because you're not going to step on something of a Zav or sit on something of a Zav.
Right.
So
you're alluding to really what's going to happen, what's going to say right now. What? That what?
Your terminology of
they just changed what we thought was Tumas at the home just turned into something else.
Exactly.
Right, because it turns into something too that you didn't expect to happen. That doesn't mean it's not, that's not
something that I didn't that doesn't, know.
Right.
Something that
I didn't expect. I didn't
right.
expect.
Right.
I didn't expect to become tummy anymore.
Torah Satahoma of a mace is, I stepped on it, for sure. What's there?
I didn't know.
I don't know.
Right, I don't know, right.
If otherwise, you'd be definitely tummy.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what it is.
Right, so the sitz is health, the sitz saves you.
That's fine. How does that...
Right, it's a fair question. The answer is, the Gemara is going to sort of address that right now. See what the Gemara says. The tumors at the home low miratza? What, the tits won't work for this? Why not? V'atanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is Rabbi Yossi Atana, says a very, very, very difficult verse. He says, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. What's a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom? This is by a woman. A woman has a re'ia during a certain time of her month, she has a re'ia for one day. Does that mean she's a Zava Gedola? She has to count seven Shiva Nikiyim? No. She's Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom. So you have to guard one day for one day that you saw. Okay? So let's say she saw on a Monday. So Monday she saw. Tuesday, she can't be with her husband. And she has to treat herself as if she's maybe Tomei. So Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom. Sheshachtu Vizarku Aleha. And that maybe that Tuesday, it's the Erev Pesach. Or some holiday or something, or she had to bring karbanos for whatever reason. So v'shachtu v'zarku aleha, and they shechted a carbon for her, b'sheni shalah, on that Tuesday, and it's Erev Pesach, v'achar kach, and after the shechita and the zarika, rasa, she had a re'iyah. Einu necheles, einu ocheles. She cannot eat the carbon Pesach. Why can she not eat the carbon Pesach? Because right now she's tummy. And the carbon Pesach is a carbon, which she can't eat that. Right now she's tummy. However, upatur milasos Pesach sheni. But she doesn't have to bring a Pesach sheni. Why not? Because when she brought it, it was okay. What do you see from here? My taima. What's the reason for this? No, but why? Why could she? Why is it? Why is the bringing good? Why is the bringing good? What? Of course, tum is ma'akev. The answer is, lav mishum demaratzit sitz. Because the sitz must work. How else does this happen? When she saw the re'i on Monday, Tuesday is her waiting day. They brought the carbon Pesach, her husband was the first guy there. 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they brought it already. They're waiting for the Seder, she's setting the table, she has another re'i. She doesn't have to bring her another one. She can't eat the carbon Pesach, she's tummy now. She has to bring another one. How could that be? It must be because the tzitz worked. The tzitz worked.
How does it? It's because of how the Hilchos of Tumah works.
That what?
During the day, you're a Shomeris Yom.
Yeah.
Or a Tumah Yom, whichever the case is. And night, you're good. So you would be eating it at night when you're good. So you can go forward to prepare for the night time. Even though it's hard time with tummy, it's no problem.
That's what Rabbi Yossi says.
But that doesn't explain why she's potter from Pesach Sheni.
She's potter from Pesach Sheni because the Pesach Rishon was good.
Exactly.
The Pesach Rishon was good. It's like anybody that happens. If the guy brings a carbon Pesach, and then later that day, a dead body falls on top of him, does that have to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni? He can't eat the Pesach Rishon. Because he's tummy now. Does that have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Same thing over here. It has nothing to do with the tzitz, says the Gemara. Amri, no, it has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with the tzitz. Lo, mishum de kasava Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, mikan lahabahu metame. The tumah goes forward. In other words, on Monday she saw the re'iya. Tuesday, what's her status on Tuesday? Says Rabbi Yossi, she's completely tahar.
She just can't do anything.
She just can't do anything. So when she has a re'iya later, it's a brand new re'iyah, it's a brand new world. And therefore, nothing to do with the tzitz. It's because on Tuesday, she was tar. Okay, there's a din, Shomer is yom, she can't be with her husband. But she's still tar, nothing happened. She sends her husband, go bring the carbon Pesach for us. You know me, I'm always the first one there. Excellent. Then, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she's setting the table, she has another re'iyah. That re'iyah has nothing to do with the re'iyah from yesterday. Nothing to do with that.
This one,
the Gemara is going to ask that question.
Why doesn't every
then you can never have it 3 days in a row.
Which is really
so the Gemara is going to ask that question.
Why isn't every case of leaving the Tumas at home? You didn't know.
One second. So the Gemara is going to say it because it's expected. That's expected. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi will say it better than they ever could. Mikan lahabahu mitame. Rashi says, Shomeris yom kideged yom, this woman, who Monday she saw, Tuesday she's waiting, and Tuesday's Erev Pesach, Shasafra ktsas hayom, she wakes up in the morning, on Tuesday morning, for Tavla, she goes to the mikvah. Right? Tahara mitumah shel esmol. Her tumah from yesterday is gone. It's a new day. Her tumah from yesterday is gone. V'chihadar chazi be'bayom, and now she sees 5 o'clock on Tuesday, later in the afternoon, mitumah mikan l'haba. It's a new tumah. V'tehe mutar shomeres yom k'neged yom. V'tehe machar shomeres yom k'neged yom. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, she has to wait because she saw on Tuesday. But it has nothing to do with Monday. Monday's over. Why is Monday over? Because she woke up in the morning, she was clean, she went to the mikvah. Hilkach, bezrika v'shchita, when they did the zrika and the shchita for her, tar ma'al yisahavi, she was 100% tar. V'rabanan pligi aleha, the Rabbanan argue on this. V'amri d'chichazi, when she sees on Tuesday, Mr. Shefford, what you're saying, igale milsalim afreya, it's revealed retroactively, to zivahi. It was a continuous type of story. V'chada tumahu. And it's one tumah. And now her status got worse. U'bishav shchita safik havi. And at the time of the shchita, she was a safik. V'chayevet Pesach sheni. And therefore she has to bring a Pesach sheni, according to the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like that. U'lekai meparich. Then we're going to ask later your question. Kivan de lo Rabbi Yossi kol chad v'chad tumah am v'nafshi. Every day is its own world. How could you ever have 3 days in a row? How could you ever have 3 days in a row? We wake up in the morning, it's a whole new thing. How could you ever have 3 days in a row? And the Gemara's going to say, well, when you woke up in the morning, you were bleeding. So it's continued through the night. That's the only way it could happen, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because every day you wake up, it's a whole new world. So it has nothing to do with the sits. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with this. Okay? Votanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Zav bal shtei re'ios. If a zav that had two re'ios, a man, which means he's tamei for 7 days, sheshachtu v'zarku lav b'shvi shalo, they shechted and they brought the zvik of him on his 7th day, and he was clean. He's like, I can't wait for this to be over. Right, I'm going to wait for nightfall. I'm going to come to shul. I'm going to go eat the seder. It's going to be gevaldik. And what happened? After they brought the Karban Pesach, he had another re'ia. But it's the same day. It's day 7. V'yachakach ra'ah. And then he saw another Riyah, V'chein, Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom. Or Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom. Right? She had Riyah on Monday, she's waiting Tuesday. Sheshachtu V'zarku La B'Shein Nishalah. They shechted it on her 2nd day. V'yachakach Rasa. Harei Elu Matam Mishka V'moshav L'mafreya. It's retroactive. L'mafreya. U'peturin Melazos Pesach Sheni. Right? And she's usher to make a Pesach Sheni. Right? She's potter for making a Pesach Sheni. So what do you see from here?
When it says Osurim, does that also include the Zav?
Yeah.
Right, so they're both potter.
Correct. So you see from here that it is Mafreya, and she's still making a Pesach, she's still potter for making a Pesach Sheni, and the answer is because of must be the Tzitz. And the Gemara says, no. Omri, Maile Mafreya Dirabanan. Midrabanan, we do this to her. Not the Raisa. Midrabanan. Rashi says on the, down there where the lines, right before the lines get wider, Avo midraisa lo. Midraisa is no such thing. Mitami elo mikan lahaba. The tumor is only going forward. Because this day, this Tuesday of hers, she woke up, she was tar. Midrabanan, we're not going to say that. Midraisa, surely we will. Lo hazav bezaiv lo shemeres yom b'sheni. Not the zav on day 7, not the shemeres yom on day 2. The mitzvah hayom all alohen l'sirasan, because mitzvah hayom kukulo. When she wakes up in the morning, it's like a shiva. You wake up in the morning on the 7th day. There's no more shiva. Why? Mitzvah hayom kukulo. Same thing over here. Mitzvah hayom kukulo. Now, if something happened later in the day, that's a new thing. Mitzvah Torah, it's a new thing. Midrabanan, we're gonna say not. Hilkach l'gabe Pesach tohar maya. When it comes to Pesach, she's completely tar. Okay. The Afra B'Oshia suffered to Matame Melo Mafreya Midrabanan. And even B'Oshia held the same thing. That it's Matame Mafreya, only Midrabanan. Not Midaraisa. Only Midrabanan. The rabbis wanted it to look like something, so they made it Xera. Midrabanan. Titania. B'Oshia Omer, B'Oshia said, Avolzov Shira B'Shvi Shalo. When a Zav sees on day 7, Soser et Shalafanov. It uproots the whole 7 days. She's got to start over again. That's the halacha, right? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, no. Lo yister el yomo. No, only that day gets ruined. Which means that day 7 becomes day 6, and then the next day becomes day 7. Manashach, it makes sense. E kasavar lemafreya hu metame. If you hold the tumas lemafreya, then afilu kul nistar. Then all 7 days get uprooted. And e kasavar bikan lahabahu metame, yomanami lo listar. And if you hold that it's bikan lahabah, then that day also doesn't get, nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. Nothing gets rooted at all. Ela ema lo yistar, ela ema lo yistar velo yomo. Which means that the 7 days don't get uprooted. Because we hold Tzvikan Lahaba. And not only that, that day also doesn't get uprooted because Mitzvah is Yom Kekula. So what's the pshat? V'amar lei, v'amar amri, 1 second. El alav, no, I'm sorry. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yossi said back, Rabbi Yossi kai kavazach. That's Rabbi Yossi held like you. That's Rabbi Yossi said, same thing. For Rabbi Yossi, amar mitah mishka v'moshev l'mafreya. By Rabbi Yossi held that it's l'mafreya also. Yeah, only midrabanan. El alav shmamina mitame lemafreya derabanan shmamina. That's right. Min haTorah, no, absolutely not. Midrabanan, okay, midrabanan it goes lemafreya. Ein hachanami.
What's this case?
The case is a guy was a zav, right. Which means he's coming for 7 days.
Right.
On day 7, he woke up in the morning,
right.
And he thought to himself,
"I'm going to be good.
Right. He is good.
Mixes him
kikulo, and he's good.
Right.
Now later in the day, he has a
ra'iyah. Right. So now the question is.
So that's not counted as day. That doesn't ruin his days 1 through 7.
It doesn't ruin.
It's considered like day. It's like day 1.
But we're saying that
when
it's
derabanan. Derabanan it does, but not daraisa. So you wouldn't have to bring karbanos because you don't bring karbanos on the derabanan.
Going forward,
so that's day 1. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Because if a man says his ear for 1 day, he just goes to the mikveh that night. Nothing happens to him. Okay, but derabanan we go back. Now, this is only Rabbi Yossi says this. So you don't have to say what. Yeah, I don't know exactly what will happen. I'm not sure what will happen, but the midrash we go back. Yeah, so we answered before that this case of a shemeris yom, right? We called it tumas tahom, and the reason why Rabbi Yosef said it was okay, not because of the tzitz, nothing to do with that. It's because he holds mitzvah yom kekulo. She's like clean, a new day started, and tumas only prospective, not retroactive, right? That's what we're saying. Now the Gemara says, so 1 second. So, Ulu Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it says all this, Hashad Amar Mikan Labo Matame, Lemeis Bulvad Lemute Mai. So back yesterday, right, the Gemara had a question. The Tumas HaTahom only works for Tumas Meis. And the Gemara asked, only works Meis Bulvad. So he's like, Meis Bulvad, what are you coming to exclude? And we said, we're coming to exclude Tumas HaTahom. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such thing as Tumas HaTahom by Tumah, by a Zava. No such thing. I'm sorry. The Gemara said, Tumas HaTahom only works by Meis Bulvad. What does it come to exclude? Tumas HaTahom of a Zav. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such thing. It's Tumas HaTahom by a Zav. There's no such thing. Why? Because Tumah is prospective. So if you didn't expect to become Tumi, you're talking not tummy. Now your tummy, but your tummy going forward, not backwards. So I don't need the tzitz. What happened was I woke up in the morning, I brought the carbon Pesach. Later in the day, I got a re'iyah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, nothing wrong with you. Hey, you're tummy because you got a re'iyah right now. Does it ruin your carbon Pesach? Absolutely not. Your carbon Pesach was brought when you were tahar. According to everyone else, your Pesach was brought when you tummy. Why? Because the tumma retroactively made you tummy. Because you were counting 7 days or 2 days, whatever it is. So according to them,
according to this logic, all tumma of a zav would be tumas at the home, because a zav is not something that's a normal thing.
Only on day 7.
Why?
Because you have to count 7 days anyway.
I understand that, but the very.
So unless you're in the middle, if you're in day 3, there's no way you can bring carbon Pesach. You can't.
Right, but in general, by an Eva, a woman has a cycle. The cycle is normal, so it's not tumas at the home, because you know it's coming.
That's right.
By a zav, there's no such thing as.
That's right. That's a contrabiosi on day 7, when you're over, you wake up in the morning and you're over, all you're doing is waiting for nightfall. So according to him, you're done. According to the Chacham, you're not done yet. It's a big difference, a huge difference. According to the Chacham, if you see a Re'iyah later in the day...
If you see a Re'iyah one time...
If you're a man or a woman?
Man.
Man. You just go to the mikveh at night.
You go to the mikveh at night.
That's exactly what he holds.
So the first time, forget about it, you're saying day 8. What day 8? On day 1.
No,
right.
No. Oh, that's not the case.
Yeah.
I don't care, that's right. You see, if you're a man, you go to the mikveh that day, but you can't eat till night.
That's right.
Oh, so then you...
That's right. It's only when it's day 7, because he's done now. It's only day 7 when you're done now. Like a Shemeres Yom, day 2, you're done now. Right? So then, if the Re'iyah, you have to count another day, Shemeres Yom another day. Re'iyah says, no, it's a whole new thing. Yeah, he agrees with the Halacha, but it's for a different reason. New day now. So according to him, when it says Tumas Meis Bulvad, what was it coming to exclude? It wasn't coming to exclude Tumas at the home by Yizav. It doesn't hold from that. So what was it coming to exclude? Lifshot Minei, the coin. It's coming to exclude the Kohen, not the Baal, the Kohen. For Hutra Lo, Tumas at the home. He also gets saved from Tumas at the home. Not just the Baal, but the Kohen. That was the question we had yesterday. We didn't answer it. Omri no, La'olam b'Baal u'Pesach. Really, it's only the Baal, not the Kohen. And what does it mean? Tumas, mace, only for a mace, and nothing else? Who's the nothing else? The Kasavar ain shostin v'zarkin al Tumas Sharetz. He holds... You don't check those or do zrika on a tumas sheretz, the itzrich limiute, and I need the itzrich limiute, right? That the tzitz does not work for that. So he holds that if someone's tumay tumas sheretz, he cannot bring a carbon pesach. It's only a one day tumah, and at night you're going to be tahar. He holds he can't do it. He's stuck. The day before an Erev Pesach, don't go anywhere near a Sheretz because you're gonna be messed up. You're not gonna have to bring Karban Pesach, and the tzitz won't help you with that. Only helps for Tumas Meis, not for Tumas Tzitz, not for Tumas Sheretz. Okay. Now the Gemara asks Mr. Sheffrin's question. According to Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Heichim Mishkachesla. How can you ever be a Zava Gemura? A Zava Gemura means you have 3 days in a row. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you see, she sees on a Sunday. Good. Now Monday, she wakes up in the morning, she didn't see, then it's severed from Sunday. And now Monday's a new day. In order to become a Zava Gadol, you have to see 3 days in a row. How could the coin of Yosef ever happen? So it gives two answers. Number one, Mishofath, when she's bleeding straight through for 3 consecutive days, she never stops bleeding. So that's one way. Or another way, Kivin Shirasa called Bein Shnei Bein Hashmashos. She sees during Ben Hashmashos. So Sunday, she sees on Sunday. Sunday night going into Monday, there's a Ben Hashmashos time. Let's say that time lasts for whatever it is, a half hour, 45, whatever it is. She sees the entire time. So her Sunday was a Re'iyah, including her Monday. Now Monday night, going into Tuesday, again she sees the whole Ben Hashmashos. Then she'll become a Zava Gadol, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Because she never had a time when she wasn't... She never had that. She could wake up in the morning. She went to sleep. She was already no good. So that's the only way. Or doesn't stop for 3 consecutive days. Those are the only 2 ways. Going to Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like this. We don't hold like this at all. We hold the Re'iyah could be any time during the day because we reject this whole premise that Tumas only goes forward. We don't agree with that. Okay. That was now the rest of the daf is easy. Boy, Rabbi Yosef. Kohen hamaratze betamid, hutru lo tumas at the home, olo. So if a Kohen is bringing the carbon tamid, and maybe before he got to the base of energy that morning, he went stepped on some tumas at the home. Who knows? Does the tzitz help that or not? Right? Imtim tzalomer kohen hamaratze bekarbon oseim shel naziv ose pesach. If you tell me that it works for the Kohen by a pesach and a nazir, Hutchel Tumas at the home Kohen Hamaratze Tamid Mai. What about a carbon Tamid? Me and Rina, do we say Kigamiri Mi Tumas at the home to Pesach? Well, why is a Tamid different than Pesach? Tamid Logamiri, right? I'm sorry. Me and Rina Kigamiri Tumas at the home to Pesach. Tamid Logamiri. We only learn by Pesach, not by Tamid. O Dilma, y'all have Tamid and Pesach. We couldn't send anything out. Omar Rabba Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Difficult Kavachomer. Uma Makom Shol Hutchel Tumas Yedua. Right. If you know your tummy, can you bring a carbon Pesach? No. Of course not. Of course not. If you're Tumah, you do. You know you're Tumah. You can't bring a carbon Pesach. Nevertheless, Hotrulo Tumas at the home. We allow Tumas at the home. That we allow. So Makom Shehotrul Tumas Yidua. So in a place where we will allow Tumas Yidua, for example, a carbon Sebor can bring Betumah. So since a carbon Sebor can bring Betumah, Yidua, what? That's right, but then we'll allow it in certain circumstances. No, but the Pesach is only to everyone, not you. That's the difference. A carbon Tumah, by definition, is a carbon Sebor. Is a carbon Sebor by definition. So if every coin's Tumah, bring it for Tumah. So Tumah's at the home is not going to be good. Yeah. That's right. But the problem is that it goes on you, not on the carbon, not on the Kahanim. It goes on you. You, if you're Tumah, you can't bring it. What if you have Tumah's at the home? You can bring it. Yes, he can. But if a coin is Tumah, he can bring the carbon Tumah. If every coin's Tumah, say it's a Farni Kavachomer. I know, but they're switching from you to the coin. When it comes to a carbon Pesach, you're bringing it. You're Tumah, you can't bring it. But if it's Tumah's Tumah, you can bring it. When it comes to the coin, when it comes to the Tumah, if they're Tumah, they could bring it. So Tumah's at the home, of course they could bring it. Of course. So, ain't no din shehutru lo Tumah's at the home? For sure. Amri, one second. How do you know this din of Tumah's at home anyway? How do you know such a thing? The answer is, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That Tumah's at the home doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the tzitz works for Tumah's at the home. Doesn't say it anywhere. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You're not allowed to make a kal v'chomer on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara. You can only make a kal v'chomer on something it says in the Torah. If it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, you're for sure not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. Why? Because we know Shabbos is more machmer than Yontif. Yontif says you're allowed to cook. So Yontif is more makel. Right? And if you're allowed to do something on Yontif, you can for sure do it on Shabbos. No, the other way around. Sorry, if you're allowed to do something on Shabbos, you can for sure do it on Yontif. If it's mutter on Shabbos, but why? The kavachomer. But you can't make up a kavachomer on something that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You can't do that. Amri me done on kavachomer mehalacha? Can you do that? Vatanya, there's a brisa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, etzem b'se'orah halacha. The fact that one etzem, the size of a barley bean, makes tumah, is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You can't now make a kavachomer. Well, if that's tumah, then dam of a dead body is also tumah. Kavachomer can't do that. What? I'm sorry? No. He's making about the contact. Right, exactly. So amalo, Ravi is dam kavachomer. So Ravi is dam is going to be a kavachomer. They ain't done in kavachomer halacha. You can't make a kavachomer from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The long Rashi there. I don't have time, unfortunately. But you can't do it. You can only make a kavachomer on something before it's in the Torah. I don't know, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right? El Amar Rava, you're right. Yalef, Moado, Moado, Mi Pesach. It's a Gzeres Shava. It says Moado by Pesach, and it says Moado by Tumah, right? Which we learn out. Just like a carbon Pesach. Is the Kohen able to be brought Betumah? The Kohen has Tumah at the home. If we allow that, then we'll allow it for Tumah as well. Now, if Tumah at the home, Gufa Hechik Siva. Where does it mention Tumah at the home? Now, it doesn't mention it anywhere. They're just remezes. Where is the remez to Tumah's at the home? So, is a remez such a thing?
Why do you need a remez to something that's the halacha l'moshe
m'sinai? Many times the Gemara will say that. Right? Even though it's remez. So, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Eleazar, Amar Kro, it says, Ki yomus meis olav. If you're Tumah, a dead body fell on top of you. Touched the dead body, you're Tumah. Which means, Bimuchuberes olav. You're clear about it. And if you're not clear about it, that's okay. Rabbi Ashkechon Nazir, Vose Pesach Menol, that's by a Nazir. When a Nazir becomes Tumah, touches a dead body, he becomes Tumah. What about Korban Pesach? Amar B'yachon, Amar Kra, Paderech Rechoko Lachem. You were far away from you, Lachem. Meaning, B'muchuveris Lachem. You knew you're far away. As opposed to, I didn't know. I didn't know there's Tumah here. No one ever told me. That's different. Rishon Melakish Amar, Kader Baderech, a different word. Ma Derech Golui. Just like a derech is, everyone knows where the road is. Where's Peninsula Boulevard? It's right there. Everyone knows where it is. Af tumas nami goli. So to tuma, also, only if you know about it. Like I know about the derech. Right? And if not, then it's tumas at the home. Those are remises. So may say, kash on all three. There's a bryce that says, ezu tumas at the home. What does it mean tumas at the home? Kol shalo hikir bo echer b'sof olam. Nobody knew about this. Nobody knew about it. You walked on the street, then they decided to do excavations, they're making an archaeological dig, and they find dead bodies. No one knew about it. Not one person in the world knew about it. That's Tumas at the home. The three sources we brought was, you didn't know about it. What about your neighbor? Maybe he didn't know. Here it says, no one knows. It's a stira. Right? Hikar ba'echad b'sof ha'olam, if one guy knows about it, ain't it Tumas at the home. That's not Tumas at the home. Now what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, Mechaveret Olav, Adi Adahu, you had to know. You didn't know. If you knew, the dead body fell on top of that, you know. But I didn't know about this. Rabbi Yochanan Damar Lochem, Mechaveret Lochem. That is clear to you. What about the other guy? The other guy knew about the Tumas Atom. You didn't know. That's Tumas Atom. That's not what the Brisa says. And right? Adi Adaba, Shrein. Two people, there's Lochem, so two people have to not know. And the Shurban Lakish Dhamma Kaderech Adioi Kulin Alma. According to him, has to be revealed to the whole world. Just you didn't know. The Brisa says nobody could know. Not one person could know. Ella, Tumas Atahom, Halacha Gamirila, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, Vikra, Asmachta Ba'alma. The Pasak is just an Asmachta. So how do you know that Tumas Atahom works? It's halacha Moshe Sinai. These psukim are just remises. What does that mean? When you be Mavis Sedra, you read this pasuk, say, oh yeah, it's a joke. Oh yeah, right, I know. We learned that once in Nafiomi. The Tumas at the home. Very nice. That's all it is. It's not a source, because there is no source. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Lo Shanu, this din, that the tzitz works for a carbon Pesach and a Nazir on Tumas at the home, Ella, Shinodul Acha Zrika. You found out about it after the Zrika. Dechi Izrak Dam, Shaper is Dare. When the dam was sprinkled, it was good. Then you found out, ooh, I was tummy. Then the tzitz will kick in. I will know the l'fnei zrika, but if it's before zrika, lo maratze, it won't work. Now meisvei, there's a brisa that says, hamotzi meis mishkav l'roch bo shel derech l'truma tummy. If there's a dead body crossing your path, and you can't go around it, and you go over it, right? When it comes to truma, you're tummy. There's no such thing as tumas hatahom by truma that the tzitz is going to save you. So if it was underneath, you didn't know about it, you walk on this path, then someone says, oh, there's a dead body there. They dug it up. No one knew about it was there. There for ages. No one knew about it. You're still tummy. Why? Because it was regarding truma. I wanted to eat truma of a kohen. The tzitz doesn't save you from that. L'nazir ose pesach tar. But if it was for a nazar or for a carbon pesach, which was a carbon, the tzitz will save you. Now, v'chal tame v'tar la'bahu, an old tumas prospective, right? Fine. So what do you see from here? Even if you sprinkle the dam, nothing to do with that. Well, you made a chiluk, when you found out about it, doesn't make a difference when you found out about it. It's perspective. It's all good beforehand. So Gemara says, you're right. El-Eid Marachid Mar. We have to change it. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. Lo Tema No De Lachas Zrika Hu De Maratza Avon No De Lofnei Zrika Lo Maratza. Don't say that if you found that before your Zrika was not good. Ella Afil No De Lofnei Zrika Maratza. It always works. Now we're going to be busy with the story about the dead body that covered the whole path. Gufa. Hamotzi Meis Moshkov L'Roch Boshel Derech. If the body was taking up the entire road. L'Truma. When it comes to Truma. Tamei. Your tummy. Why? Because the tzitz is not maratze, truma. Le nazir, fa'ose pesach, tahar. Vedemar murim, when is that true? Shein lamakom lavor. You have no way to pass. Avol yesh lamakom lavor, afle truma tahar. But if you could have passed and not go over the dead body, you're tahar. Why? Because we'll assume you did that. Vedemar murim, when is that true? Tzimatzah shalim. That's only if the body was in one piece. Avol meshubur mefurik, but if it's all spread around, Tahar, you're always Tahar, again. Shema ben aprakim avar, because maybe you snake through and you never stepped on top of a dead body. Ubekever, afilu mashuv before, tamil vnesha kever mitarfo. But if it's an actual grave, then you are tame, because the grave, so to speak, makes the dead body into one area, because that's what a grave does. Vedem or murim, when is that true? Malach paragel, only if you're walking on your feet. Avol toan orochav, if you're carrying something, or you're riding something, tame, lefnei shah mahalech paraglov, efshe shal yigav loyal, I'm sorry, halach paraglov, how do you read this? Avol toan, if you're carrying something, orochav, you're also tame, lefnei shah mahalech paraglov. So, efshe shal yigav loyal, Avol toan orochav, efshe shal yigav loyal.
Or not.
Right, okay, fine. Better I'm more tumas at the home. That's only true about tumas at the home. Avol tumi yidua tame. Veizu tumi at home. What is tumas at the home? Kol shel hikar ba echad misofa olam. Nobody knows about it. Avol hikar ba echad misofa olam. But if one person somewhere knows about it, ain't that tumas at the home. It's not tumas at the home. Right? Nimtzu tomon b'teven ba'ofer b'tzroos. Harez it tumas at the home. If it was something hidden in the earth or something in the stones, ba'mayim. But if it's in water, Ba'afela, or in the, what's afela? Darkness, or benikike aslayim, or the clefts of some rocks, ain't that tumas at the home. That's not tumas at the home. Why not? Because Rashi says, because you could see it. Somehow, sometimes you could see it, and it wasn't tumas at the home. Falom or tumas at the home, ela lemeis bolvad. Tumas at the home is only for a mace. Look, we have time. Look at the last Rashi. The last Rashi before the Mishnah says, im tumen ba'ofer v'tevim b'tzorvos, tumen b'chusim yikol adam hizeh. Nobody knew that guy was buried there. Some guy passed away 100 years ago. They buried him in some rock, some earth. Nobody knew. Shema galavanim ofer o tevin nofal of. So the stones and the ofer and the tevin fell on top of him. Vohikir ro b'nei adam yolam. No one ever knew. Avomayim, but water, va'afel or darkness, unikike slayim, or some clefts in some rocks, ain't that tumma mechusiv in that lemma. That's not a hidden tumma. Right? Shatzitz yachol liros. Shatzitz yachol liros. Because if you look, you could see. Therefore, velo gemiri hilchasa elevatuma shubatahom hamachusim enakol. So only this heter of tumas at the home will only work if it's literally concealed from everybody. Good? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a good day.